Welcome to the Venus Index podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is Lisa Stout. She placed 10th in our last competition, and Lisa's enjoying significantly nicer weather than I am right now. So then let's just start wherever we're going to start here with how you ended up finding Venus in the first place.
All right, let's see. I believe I was looking for a jump rope activity or exercise routine that would help me to lose weight. I have three children, and after each child, it's losing the weight again. Mm-hmm. And when they were all very small, jogging and going to a class were not easy options. So I was trying to find exercises I could do in the house. Mm-hmm. So I believe I first stumbled onto Rusty's Fitness Black Book, which eventually led me here to Venus.
Oh, okay. Yeah. A lot of people read his stuff, actually.
Yeah, there was a good link. I literally put in jump rope or something.
And you found us through jump rope? Oh, no, you found him
I found him, And he had an article on that, and he sang high praises about the Venus system, and I've been listening to both.
Okay, so how long ago was that?
My youngest is 4, so I would say probably 4 years.
But you've been reading Rusty's blog for 4 years?
I think so.
Okay, and then you didn't find Venus 4 years ago.
No. When did I join Venus? Probably within the last year, maybe year and a half.
Okay, right. And then once you got there, were you like, did you listen to podcasts, or what'd you do?
I haven't been listening to many of the podcasts. I've been doing a lot of the reading, mm-hmm. and a lot of the exercising. Sitting still and listening are not luxuries I often get. Mm.
Okay. So then the contest, what makes you want to join a contest?
I like the idea of challenging myself. So for me personally, it's the first time I've ever publicly put up a picture of myself in a swimsuit. So that was scary, mm-hmm. and I figured that's a good way to start.
Yeah, was that, okay, so that before picture, and then were you on just the main Venus program, or what were you doing?
Yeah, it was the main Venus program, trying to do the calorie watching and trying to do the fasting. So I made it through the 12-week exercise routine. Mm-hmm. Took me a couple tries. I think this was my third attempt to actually finish the whole 12 weeks, because somewhere around 5 or 6 weeks I would get busy or sick or distracted, but this time I did all 12 weeks. And then I also posted after pictures, which even that was a little scary.
Really? Yeah. Well, I mean, because to me it looks like you did like a significant amount of recomposition. It's like, what did you think of the process?
I liked, again, just with where my life is right now, I enjoyed that it was laid out for me. I didn't have to think, okay, what do I want to do today? Should I focus more on my arms? Should I focus more on jogging today? I liked that there was a routine, and it was only 3 days a week, so there was still lots of flexibility, but I liked it laid out for three routines a week, and I can usually fit that in, so that mm-hmm. worked well for my schedule.
Mm-hmm. And then so you didn't add anything else then. What did you do as far as diet goes?
I tried to watch my calories. For me personally, I didn't make as many strides in weight loss as I had hoped. Mm-hmm. So I was rather surprised and excited that I placed it all, because my numbers actually didn't change. Mm-hmm. But I posed better, and I'm continuing to work at it. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think your shape improved too, though. Like your visual aesthetic changed, and this is kind of to the point of recomposition where, because you're not a big person to begin with, and it's
no, I'm not.
And that's the thing where some people might not realize they might not understand that they don't have to lose weight to make a change, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even measurements may not change as much as the aesthetic. That's kind of like, I don't know if you've heard us say that in the end, the final determination is just the look. Like, the look in the mirror is always the final. It doesn't matter if numbers don't change. It matters if the look changes.
Well, good. Well, then it seems like you are kinder to my photos than perhaps I am, even to myself. So that's very nice.
Oh, I think we're all our worst critic. So,
Yeah, not unfortunate.
yeah, I mean, so what did you think? So, like, what did you think when you saw your final pictures?
Well, what was also interesting, slight subject change, is that you actually announced it, or actually got the email announcement on my 40th birthday. So my actual thought was, you know, that's pretty good for a 40-year-old mother of three, you know, because I think it's hard to lose weight after babies, and I think it's easier to just not care. So again, it's kind of what you were saying, how did it feel posting the pictures? It was scary because it's much easier to say, I'm a mother and how I look probably doesn't matter anymore. But truthfully, for me at least, it does. It matters to me. It matters that I'm trying to be healthier and stronger, and I'm not ready to look 60.
Well, yeah, I don't think anyone ever is.
Yeah.
Okay, so then moving forward, what do you want to do moving forward?
Well, I actually posted some pictures again today, and we're gonna start it again and keep trying to get better and get trimmer.
Oh, are
And
you entering the next contest?
I did.
Oh, good. I didn't know that. I haven't looked yet to see who's all submitted yet.
Well, it was just today, so.
Okay, so, well, yeah, you still had another 40, no, what was it, another day still to go. Okay, so, and so you just want to keep chipping away, but you don't, because from what I'm looking at you, I don't think you have far to go.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind.
You know, it's just what I'm seeing. Like, what do you feel you want to get done?
Let's see. I would like, honestly, a decrease in body fat. And depending on who measures me, gives me a slightly different number. But in general, I would like more muscles to show through.
Now, do you expect to be much lighter than you are, or do you like
I
your
would
body
like
weight
that.
as?
I would like to lose a few more actual pounds of body fat, but truthfully, this is the weight I've been since high school. So I don't know. I don't have a specific number
Right. Can you even
because
picture a
I've.
different number since it's been like so long since high school? I mean, you mean besides the moments when you're actually pregnant, obviously you're heavier then.
Oh, are you asking me what my actual weight is and what I would like it to be?
Yeah.
Yes, so right now I'm hanging right around 130. I would like to be about 120.
Okay, so you think you still got 10 pounds to go?
Yeah, I'm 5'4", and I think 120 is achievable with a lot of work.
Well, yeah. I mean, and moving forward, what do you think? I think you should be setting a goal of roughly 1 pound a week tops.
Yeah,
Even
that'd be
e
great.
Yeah, you don't even need to be that aggressive. You could even be looking at like 6 or 7 over the next 12 weeks, and I think you'd be more impressed with the look than you think.
That might be.
Because on your size, like 7 to 10 pounds is a big deal on someone your
Yeah.
height. You know, that's
Yeah.
for someone my height, that's like it's 20 to 25. It's a huge difference.
Yes. How tall are you?
I'm 6 feet.
Yeah.
So like the lean mass difference and everything change. I think I don't know if this happens, but I think sometimes girls start comparing like full on poundage, like how many pounds lost numbers from guys to girls and from taller to shorter. And it's like, you
Exactly.
can't look at it that way. Like 10 pounds on someone who's 130 pounds is huge compared to on someone who's 200 pounds. Like that's a big, big difference.
Yeah, well, in fact, now that you mention it, I come from a large family. There's eight of us. And last year we made a goal of who could lose weight, and everyone made their own goals. And some of my brothers, they're all fairly big guys. But anyways, one went from 220 to 200. And 20 pounds on him was very different than 20 pounds on the other girls in the family.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And he's not 6 foot, but still, it's like, yeah, I'd be scared to lose 20 pounds. I don't think that's a healthy goal for me.
No, no, there's it doesn't make any sense at your size and shape for 20.
Exactly.
Even 10, I would say as a that's not a bad idea, but even if you I would bet that along the way, you're going to hit a. It may not even take 10 pounds for you to get to where you think you want to go. It's all about aesthetics. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Or for me, you know, living in Southern California, it's I wear a swimsuit and I go swimming with my children. I would like to be more confident in the swimsuit again, just for myself. Nobody really cares. I'm there with at the beach with other moms, and
I mean, how are you right now with that?
how am I comfortable wearing a swimsuit? Yes, but I'm also of the opinion I don't need to be a swimsuit model to wear a swimsuit. You know, as a mother who goes to the beach with her children, you just need to be able to play and move. So it's not always about, so there's different goals. It's not always about the sexiest. It's for me feeling the most confident. Does that make sense, the difference?
Well, it's a huge difference. Because it's in your mind, right? Yeah.
And also because I'm not going to the beach for other men to check me out.
No, but at the same time, you want to feel comfortable in your own skin and whatever, how much or how little clothes you choose to wear.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's a process, right? And it's stages of life. We go through different stages of how we feel about ourselves and how we look in public.
Yeah.
But the idea is to be confident is kind of all the way. That's the consistent thing we're all looking for, isn't it?
Yes. To be as comfortable as possible and not think, oh, I must shift these pieces of clothing this way to hide this bit of my body. And I try to say, I feel really good and I will now run in my little bitty shorts here.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so then you're just moving forward. What's your advice for other women as far as wanting to go through this and getting in shape?
I think for me the big thing is finding the time and the commitment to stick with that exercise routine. I don't feel comfortable preaching diet because I don't have that nailed down to my satisfaction yet. Mm-hmm. One of my problems is I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'm home all day, and there's a kitchen right here full of the food I buy, so there's a lot of healthy options. But the unhealthy ones are very readily available, too. But anyways, so I guess back to advice would be find the time. So when my kids were much smaller, it was trying to wake up before my husband needed to get up for work. And now I have, now for the first time just in September, I have everyone in school, but only for 2 or 3 hours. So I wake up, put my exercise clothes on, get everyone to school, and go to the beach and do a little yoga, do a little jogging, run to the store and be back in time to pick everyone up. So I think that's part of it, is finding the time. I think a lot of the moms specifically I talk to, we can talk a lot about how I have no time. There is no time. And it sometimes is, you might want to go to bed earlier so you can get up and find time.
So is that really the issue? Like, obviously, when you've got so many responsibilities, especially raising a family, it's fitting. Is it a matter of prioritizing, like finding a way to fit that workout in?
I think so. Finding the time to fit it in, and also finding the desire to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. I guess that is my one of the main things I've learned with my trying to zero in on my diet. You have to want to eat healthy. You have to see it as a long-term goal. It's not eat broccoli for 2 days and lose a whole lot of weight. Sometimes it's eat healthy, like you were saying, 10, 12 weeks, and then see a change. And so, I don't know, I'm going back and forth. You said advice, and then you asked me a question. So,
oh no, I'm just
trying
okay.
to vote.
We're just going wherever we're going. So it's just, I mean, I know what you're saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's been a long time since it's been 10 years since I've been married. And so when I was single, there was a different set of concerns. But now that I'm a married stay-at-home mom, yeah, I'd say the bigger thing is there is a reason to celebrate and eat junk food probably every single day. Hmm. And there's nothing wrong. I personally think there's nothing wrong with junk food occasionally. But for me, the trick is, or one of the things I'm working on is making them special, because there is a birthday party, anniversary, hey, it's Wednesday. There is a reason to go out and celebrate with food every day. And I'm trying to make those more occasionally so that I can reach my goals.
Right, right. Be a little bit more selective.
Yeah, so I think that's one of the challenges is we tend to celebrate with food. We, you know, someone's having a tough time, there's a new baby, there's a move, there's someone having a problem, you want to show up with a plate of cookies.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably find a reason to have to celebrate with food just about every single day of the year more than not.
Yeah.
And I understand that that's one of the major challenges. It's like, so do you even, is that something you're gonna kind of work on in this new contest, considering you're just starting?
Yes, then try and eat less junk food.
No, oh, just straight up. That's just like one of the things.
Yes.
Are you gonna try fasting or anything, or is that not your style?
I have. I've been doing that occasionally, and truthfully, in general, I just kind of stopped eating breakfast, and I'm fine because, truthfully, even when I was working, I'm not hungry in the mornings. I'm honestly not hungry till about 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And so when I was working, I had a loaf of bread and peanut butter in my drawer, and I would have toast every day around 10 because that I wasn't hungry at 6 a.m. I was hungry at 10 a.m. Mm. So the fasting is working for me, except then I'm not eating a small meal at dinner. I'm eating. I'm still over justifying in my head, so I'm still tweaking it. I'm still working on it.
I see. It's a process. And now, is this the sort of thing? So, is it the sort of thing that feels like elusive to you, or is it sort of thing that's sort kind of right in front of you, and you're sort of catching up to it? You know what I mean? The idea of getting a handle on what to do with food.
I think, in general, I know what to do. Mm-hmm. I think I don't require enough of myself. It's not that I don't have the willpower. It's like I think sometimes, oh, one snack won't hurt, and then I can easily overdo it. So it's, I think I get it. For me, it's when I'm home. I'm home a lot. Mm-hmm. And so my willpower has to be perhaps a bit more than, I don't know, maybe someone who's at an office where there's no food.
Yeah, I was going to say that you're in the one place where food's just readily available, and the distraction it can provide so omnipresent. You have to be sort of on your game the whole time you're there.
Yeah, and what's also interesting, I used to work, and now that I'm a stay-at-home mom, it's very interesting because I don't, you know, I know you know it, but as a stay-at-home mom, you don't leave. You don't clock out. You know, someone's up at 2 in the morning, you get up with them, you know, so there's not like, okay, this is what I will have at the office and this is what I will have at the home. It's more of, but yeah, like you said, you're on your game all the time.
Yeah.
And I have a lot less junk food here, and my kids don't eat a lot of junk food, so there's lots of very healthy things we are doing. But, you know, like we were talking about earlier, I'm trying to lose that last 10, mm-hmm. which, yeah, it might take constant vigilance for 10, 12 weeks. We'll see.
Yeah,
I'll try again.
Especially considering your surroundings and the fact that, you know, now, I don't personally have kids, but Brad Pilon does, and he tells me how tricky it is. It's easy to just start snacking on their food, and it just just goes from one thing to another, right?
Oh yeah, and I'm lucky though. My kids eat their vegetables, and they eat a healthy. They'll eat most anything I put in front of them. They eat fruits and vegetables, and we don't have a lot. We don't even have soda in the house because nobody really likes it, but. There's plenty of other ways to add calories. You know, it's not always just the junk food. It's like you talk about it.
Well, yeah.
Those are straight up calories.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it doesn't really matter what form they show up in. It just, if there's too many of them, there's too many of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you have anything else or any like parting words for other, I guess, stay-at-home moms or other people in your situation that you want to mention?
Well, I think something else that I have learned through doing this process and getting more confidence is it's inspired me to try new workout routines. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I really got excited about is near me is basically the aerial type class.
Okay, which one's that?
What's it called? They call it the Power Plant or Aerial Fitness, and so it's silks, which is like basically two long pieces of silk fabric.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
like
of
a
this.
Rope.
Yeah, I've heard of this.
And there's also a trapeze. And it turns out a trapeze really, really hurts. I mean, they look so elegant when they're up there, but it really, really hurts.
Okay.
It's a metal pole, and it's against your thigh or stomach, and it hurts. I don't like a trapeze as much, but I got I did. I challenged myself last year, and it turns out I love this class. It is so fun, and I would never have thought of it. And so anyways, what my favorite thing to do is actually with the silks is to climb it. I mean, if you ever did it in gym class, it's climbing a rope.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of using your own body, and it's very difficult. But what I was excited about was the day I figured it out, the day I figured out how to climb that silk. And it was a really nice environment because everyone else was also supportive.
Mm-hmm.
And so this does tie in because it's nice to be amongst, what I really get on Venus is age is not a factor. Age is just a detail. And hearing from other women who are successful at staying fit without doing anything extreme and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're all working very hard and making very difficult goals for themselves, but no one that I'm reading is, you know, saying don't, you know, only eat this one food for a week or something. They're saying moderation, if you fall off, try again, and whatever you're doing, we support you. And so that, to me, is the best thing about the Venus is the community it's created of either other women. We're not men. We don't need to be. It's not a competition. There's things we can learn from each other. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the best things I learned is it's encouraging me to go out and try new things and not settle for, oh, I'm just a fill in the blank.
Yeah. Oh, I gotcha. And that's a new confidence in like specifically things you want to do with your body, like physically try new things. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's good. I mean, do you have anything else, or is that, this is a good place to leave it?
I think that's good, yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations for placing in this contest, and I'm looking forward to see how you do in the next one.
Thanks so much, John. Good to talk to you.
All right, so for Lisa Stout, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.